This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number 3 here on a Wednesday on Danny and Dusty. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080 AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful Wednesday. And look, we just had a college football week for the ages. The Oregon Ducks upset Ohio State at home. Texas takes Oklahoma to the woodshed. LSU, Ole Miss go to OT. You had fantastic big-time top 25 matchups all over the country and all over the calendar, or all over the clock, I should say, throughout the day. You get it again this week.
Oh, it's another good week of college football, and this is a great thing. I love this about college football. I hate it when we have the down weeks, but
week 3 is always gross.
In the idea that it was really, really bad, but the NFL is the best players in the world all playing every week. You get great matchups inherently every single week. The thing I love about college football the most is the fact that even on the weeks where you don't think that you're going to have a lot of intrigue, the upsets happen. And there's a game out of nowhere that you're like, what in the hell just happened there? In that, look, remember Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame, anybody? Just completely out of left field. You can have the haymaker games like we had with BYU when they played Kansas State, where that game just got weird and drunk right before the half. And then you have it throughout the day from 9 a.m. till midnight.
And a beefy five-layer burrito gets involved.
That comes...
Is it frozen?
I think it was. But we got another great weekend this week. And when the rankings came out this past week, everybody said, Oregon, how high are they going to climb? They only went up one spot. I mean, I don't care.
There's no room for them to go.
I thought the conversation out of that, if you're a Duck fan that is sitting there going, oh, they should have been number one. Well, the conversation on the national media is that nobody has had a bigger win this year than the Oregon Ducks. And that is a great thing. The great thing about college football is that Texas did nothing to lose that spot at number one. This week, they play Georgia. We're going to find out. We are going to find out very quickly what Texas is made of and what they're all about.
I will say that I was a little bit I'm not going to say I was surprised.
Nobody should be surprised.
Well, no, I'm not about Texas and stuff, but I was I was leaving room in my brain for the AP voters and such to leave Ohio State in the two spot ahead of Oregon at number three because it was at Eugene and it was only a 1-point loss and all of that.
I can see that. It wouldn't be the first time that something like that had happened.
Mm. And so what did surprise me was they went down to four.
I was surprised the Penn State was moved up to three. I thought you may see the big swing of Miami moving up to three just because they haven't lost.
And, sure.
It's kind of out of sight, out of mind this past week. But look, Penn State only going down to four, I think, is an indicator of what they thought of that game, too. And what they thought of Oregon, their performance.
Ohio State, not Penn State.
No. Ohio State, yeah, down to four. But this week you get 1-5.
Yeah.
Georgia goes on the road to Austin, Texas for a conference game.
Georgia has to go somewhere hostile for a conference game that's not Alabama.
And I'm here for it. Like, I think that is one of several really good games across college football this week. And look, I don't know if anybody has noticed that Indiana's still unbeaten. They're 6-0.
Cignetti's out here working magic, man.
And they're ranked 16th.
And they should be.
I think they should probably be a little bit higher, to be quite honest.
They should absolutely be in the top 15.
And they get their flowers. They get the big noon on Fox. And I'm excited to see them play a team that has some lead in their pencil this week. 5-1 Nebraska. I think both of these teams is kind of a prove-it game. Like, Nebraska can find their way back in the top 25 with the win.
Indiana, and honestly, unless Indiana loses, they should still probably be in the top 25.
Yeah.
They won't be.
They won't be. But you finally have Indiana playing a team worth a damn, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're 6-0, and they have been really impressive. And I think this is the thing that people need to look for, too, when you're talking about college football. They've outscored their opponents 285-89. I don't care if they've played a ranked opponent or not. They haven't played with their food. They have been absolutely drubbing teams. 41-24, 42-28, 52-14, 42-13, 77-3, 31-7. It has been dominance by Indiana. Now they get a team that's going to be able to swing back.
Yep.
A quarterback that is worth a damn.
Yep.
In Dylan Raiola. And for both those teams, it's like a proving ground game for those two. Like, Indiana being good at football is super weird, but Kurt Cignetti,
not just a basketball school. They looked at Purdue and said, "How dare you?"
But what I love that Cignetti did is that, and I mean, JMU hates this, but James Madison, he's just like, all my good players from there, where we were damn good, and I built that thing up. Come with me, let's go prove it. And they added through the portal.
And they have,
and outside of the JMU guys, and they have been excellent.
Yeah.
This season,
he's a new era coach who gets how to do the blend.
Instant culture builder.
Yep. And it's
instant culture. That's a really hard thing to do.
And it travels.
Yeah.
He does it everywhere he goes. You want to talk some more college football? Because we got a lot to get through.
Oh, shoot. It's already 2:15.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the one loss teams that have a lot to prove coming into this weekend.
But really quick, an unbeaten that upset alert.
Mm-hmm.
Miami has to hit the road to go to Louisville. And
the game that we've talked about is probably their toughest game on the schedule this year, outside of
Louisville is not like murderer's row by any means.
But they can punch back.
They can punch back, and Miami has to go somewhere, play early, and it's on the road.
Louisville gets loud.
We'll see.
We'll take a look at the one-loss teams that have a lot to prove and a lot on the line coming up here in college football here next on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is in the swing of college footballing incredibly hard. After last weekend's game, they follow it up with a nice little encore. There are a couple of top 25 teams that they need to bounce back. They need to look at how things are going for them. And that includes a matchup of one-loss teams in Alabama and Tennessee.
Boy, that game... You want to see a fan base spiral?
Whoever loses that game is going to go off the deep end.
I think it'll... If Alabama loses, we're like in DEFCON 1.
Does Kalen DeBoer need to go into the bunker?
It will not be pretty because, like, one, they don't take losses well.
No. Any losses.
But you lose... If you lose to Georgia... Or then they can handle that,
yeah.
Right? You can handle it. Like, they can be like, still not good enough, but you can rationalize it. If your two losses are to both teams from the state of Tennessee,
oh no,
they will go ape-ess. Like, we don't really think of it this much out here in the magnitude of the rivalry because of the fact that Nick Saban dominated Tennessee up until a couple of years ago. I think they won like 16 or 17 in a row, right? If they lose to the Tennessee rivalry, it used to be the rivalry for Alabama. Like, that was the one that they loved the absolute most. It's what, the third Saturday in October, I think, is when it plays every single year. I had a professor when I was in college who was an Alabama grad, and when Ainge played quarterback there, he sent me a shirt that just said F Bama on it. I wore it into class one day, and my professor goes, "Get out, get the F out, turn around, get out of my class." It was a great play by me, by the way, because I got out of a day of class.
Works out perfect.
And I showed up 2 days later, because every other day. Showed up 2 days later, and he was like, "That was good." He was like, "That was good. Don't wear that." So then I had Ainge sign it after he beat Bama, and I gave it to him.
Made him happy?
It was in his... No, it didn't. But he kept it in his office.
There you go.
And that rivalry, though, there
14 straight was the number.
It was 14?
Yeah.
That rivalry has bad blood.
But if you like go back you would before that,
it was back and forth, man.
Well, Tennessee dog-walked Bama for a while. Let's see.
Well, the Shula years, yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 11 years.
Bama does not want to lose.
But before that, it's
again.
Just back and forth, and it's what ends up happening is like 5 years Tennessee wins, 5 years, four years Alabama wins. It goes in these cycles. But yeah, it was just back and forth.
But
for
you could have now
time.
What Alabama fans are feeling. Is Kalen DeBoer doesn't have his guys ready because it wasn't just the loss to Vandy, which was embarrassing, and people wanted him fired for wearing a T-shirt on the sidelines and tucking in his shirt. You have got the game against South Carolina, dude. South Carolina, haymakers, baby, haymakers, beamer ball.
South Carolina's a little bit of a giant killer.
If it happens this week against Tennessee, I think Alabama fans anything less than a blowout. They won't feel happy with because that would be four straight weeks of one possession games,
which they're just not used to. But also
Georgia, Vandy, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Okay, but think about that though. I know Vanderbilt is the one in here that doesn't stand out, but it also turns out Vandy is much better.
Yeah, Clark Lee doing a good job.
Bartu was on with Isaac and Suk last week, and I heard him say that right now. Vandy, if they were in the Pac-12 last year, would have the fourth best recruiting class of the conference. Like, that's how good they have been. Now, they're like 14th in the SEC.
Yeah.
But they're a top 40 recruiter. I think they finished 35th or 36th. Like, that's not traditional Vandy. Not even close. Like, that's such a drastic change.
They're rebuilding their stadium. They're committing to football. They're putting all the money that they've been
because
just sitting on
for a while. Because somebody probably told them that if you don't get your S together when this Super League comes out, you're going to be left on the outside.
And a win against Alabama, it does that for you. For Tennessee, this could be your springboard, though.
Yep.
I mean, both of these teams, though, you look at it, they each have a conference loss. You can't have two in the SEC and feel relevant and have your fan base feeling hunky-dory.
Not with the way Texas is right now. It's just an absolute wagon.
But they get Georgia.
If Texas,
that's going to be fun.
We didn't talk about much of that game. If Texas wins that game against Georgia, they're stamped.
They're in the playoff.
They're stamped. I mean, they're just... I don't care if it's at home. Just after what they did to Oklahoma and what they've done to everyone else, if they go out and it's a 2-score win over Georgia, Texas is more than back.
Until they get to playoff. Actually, they're really good. I said this. It pains me. It hurts me. One of my favorite things ever was the biggest rivalry in sports was Texas versus being back. And I said this in the preseason, they're back.
Yeah.
They're really damn good. Sark is a really good coach. Yep. That roster is insanely deep. They are not soft in the trenches.
They're not
they are
weak
dogs
in
everywhere.
Any single position group.
They have dogs everywhere.
As much as everybody talked about Ohio State having the best roster in the country, I think the best roster in the country is Texas.
Yeah. That's an open conversation for sure. I mean, it is an open conversation. Ohio State is still really
I'm not I'm not saying that they're
one
bad.
Of the best just, rosters in the country, and that's it's a very short list.
Yes,
it's and a very short.
The nod
list.
That I'm giving here is that Ohio State's quarterback play good. Texas's quarterback play obscenely good.
Quinn Ewers wasn't great last week.
I'm talking him and Arch. I mean, those two
the
together.
Depth
like,
that you have,
that's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy, and the way they bolstered their roster through the transfer portal was outlandish.
And that Arch didn't leave.
Yeah, he wasn't. Like, we all knew he wasn't going to leave. He went to Texas to play for Texas.
But I mean, it's in this world of what this is right now.
It's
an absolutely insane thing.
Yeah, there's another one loss matchup that I think it's going to have impact moving forward, and especially locally here, Illinois is a one-loss team. They're ranked 22nd, and they could give Michigan their walking papers for the year. And we could see Michigan like fold the doors and beat it because they could fall to 4-3. Illinois has not beat Michigan since 2009.
God, really?
Yeah.
I would have figured they would have had a winner in there or something.
15 years. God. They have not beat Michigan in 15 years. And Michigan's sitting at 24th. They're going to fall out of the top 25 mm-hmm. with the loss. They're going to fall out of any of the conversation. You could see them folded up. And remember when I said this when we went through when Oregon's Big Ten schedule was released? Mm-hmm. And I said, Illinois is going to be a game where you do not want to overlook a team.
It's Bielma. I mean, it's and you know,
there were people just absolutely mocking that.
Yeah.
Illinois is not a great football team. They're not elite by any measure.
They're Wisconsin-esque. It's the same thing in a different state.
They will punch you in the mouth. Yeah. And that
they take on the attitude of their head coach. It's a knife fight.
If you're an Oregon fan, you want Illinois to win that game because then it is you get the Ohio State win. You go on the road. You cannot have a letdown against Purdue. Nope. And then you have another top 20 team. And that they'll get the bump of being a top 20 team with a win. And that gives you so much
a lot more credibility
to moving forward in your strength of schedule, which isn't a problem now in the Big Ten.
No.
Isn't that amazing how that conversation
worked
just
itself out real quick?
Falls right apart.
Yeah.
Outside of the Pac-12. It's like, well, guess it doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Because teams in the Pac-12, if you lost, it would be down the top 25.
Now
you get
a win
like Ohio State, then you have staying power. Yeah.
I do wonder if Ohio State would have won. Let's say the score is reversed. The exact same scenarios of Ohio State's way. If Oregon only falls one spot.
To four?
Yeah.
With the way that that game was played, I think you probably do see it. I bet they fall two. I bet they would have fallen two.
Ohio
no matter
State
what.
Gets a little bit of love.
Georgia would have been seen as the best one-loss team.
Yeah.
Because it was at home, too. I think being at home.
If I reversed it to where it was at Ohio State. Yeah.
I think if it was at Ohio State, that game plays out the way it did, but Ohio State wins by one. I think Oregon would have still dropped two spots.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. The traditionals are still going to get that. It's going to take a while before to carry its weight. So.
No doubt about it.
All right, coming up next, football players are delusional. But first, here's the big kahuna of the Sports Center update.
Real delusional.
You know, I'm sitting there watching NFL football this weekend, and I saw a DB run directly into the chest of a wide receiver and knock him to the ground, and then immediately argue with the official when the pass interference flag was thrown. The level of delusions that NFL players will go to, I thought could reach no further than that of a defensive back in the NFL.
Oh, no. You underestimate the delusions of football players. They are very delusional.
They're very grand because Saquon Barkley, formerly of the New York Football Giants, who was a Giant for life, air quotes, is now maybe an Eagle for life, and he's going back to MetLife, and he thinks he's not going to get booed.
Yeah, this may be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. He said at their availability today, maybe I'm naive, but I think it's over. The chapter's closed. I truly don't care no more. And I'm pretty sure the fans don't care no more. I don't know if I've heard a person more wrong.
Ah, yes. The very notoriously short-minded and forgetful New York sports fan.
Yeah, the maybe I'm naive. You are. If you think that you're not going to get booed. It wasn't just that, like, in the Giants fans, and this is what I think Saquon is not seeing here. He saw a positive wave of Giants fans in his favor because immediately when he got released by the Giants, it was, how in the world do you choose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley? That is stupid. He saw people that are Giants fans siding with him. And that, he's taking that and being like, see, they're on my side here. No, 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 no. When you went and you signed with the Philadelphia Eagles of all teams, the only other team that would have made them equally pissed, not more pissed, equally, is if you went and played for the Dallas Cowboys. You could have gone to literally every other team in the NFL except for the Eagles
or Cowboys.
Or Cowboys.
There's Commanders, 29. Commanders would have been fine.
The Commanders, they would have been like, whatever. Go play with a rookie quarterback and Dan Quinn, right?
You imagine that now.
Yeah, it would have been pretty scary. But he could have gone to 29 other teams And the vitriol would not have been anywhere near what it is by going to the Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys. He chose the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to get booed into oblivion. Because the other aspect that he is missing here is that they've got nothing else to do in that game, because they're going to roll into that game with zero expectation of winning it. Because as angry as they are, they're entering that saying, we have no chance. Our quarterback hasn't thrown a touchdown here in years. Mm. And that's not an exaggeration.
It's not hyperbole.
He hasn't thrown here in years. Mm. All we want to do is boo you, Saquon, because you are a traitor. You went to the Eagles. We hate you. You're dead to us.
Buckner, 1986. New York fans over that?
Bill Buckner? Yeah. I mean, I think they're pretty happy with Bill Buckner.
Quinn Buckner?
Bill Buckner.
Greg Buckner?
No.
Gave them the World Series in 86.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah. They love New York. Boston just now got over it. It took them like 20 years to get over it until they finally won a World Series.
It's the simple things, right?
It's Boston. Yeah, but, Boston.
No, I'm saying they love him for that, right?
Yeah, they do.
But that's going to the enemy and doing the enemy wrong. Saquon didn't go to the enemy and do the enemy wrong.
No. Yeah, and as the Vancouver Ford Tech sign points out, yeah, the drunk New York sports fan, to add to it, yeah, they're going to be sauced up.
And heaven forbid the Yankees lose before that.
Yeah, man.
Because if the Yankees lose before that.
Yankees are feeling pretty good. And if the Yankees are, if there's.
Actually, if the Yankees win before that.
If there's the idea that the Yankees may be in trouble at any point with a 2-0 series lead. Now, that will be, if they're up 3-0 in that series, they're going to be feeling okay. If they, they play on Sunday, don't they? Or do they play Saturday?
I'm literally checking right now.
I think
now.
They play Saturday.
Do they play at the same time?
Yeah, they play Saturday. Okay. So if the Yankees are 2-2 after taking a 2-0 series lead, though,
the pucker factor and the booze might be flowing.
But if they sweep them or they're up 3-1, they're going to be like, this is fine. Yeah. We're on cloud nine. You can't ruin our day.
But remember last week, it was all about New York's back. The Knicks are up. The Jets are up. The Giants. It was New York, New York, New York. Remember, Philly sucks. New York's back.
New York, New York.
That part.
Yeah. Mets are also a factor in this. Because, isn't it more Mets, Jets, Yankees, Giants? Isn't that kind of how the split goes in New York? Mets, Jets, Yankees,
yes.
Giants?
Usually that's how it goes.
Yeah.
There's a few crossovers.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what? Like Cooley, he's a Yankees, Giants
guy. Mm. Yeah.
And, of course, Mike Lynch, famously a Yankees Broncos guy.
Yeah, if you're a...
Which makes
and
sense.
Devils.
And Devils.
Dirt New Jersey Devils, which is weird, not a Rangers.
Mets, Jets fan, you just got kind of hate yourself a little
right?
bit.
I mean, yeah, do you want to admit it?
I mean, they've been, unlike Mariners fans, they've been to World Series.
Yeah.
They've won World Series.
A long time ago. One of the engineers.
Somehow it made Joe Namath a Hall of Famer.
At K2 is a Oregon State
the Mets?
Beaver.
No, the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the K2 engineers I was talking to the other day, he's a Beaver Mariner Blazer fan.
Yeah, yes.
And I was like, oh, buddy.
That is a glutton for punishment.
That's like the Panthers, too, somehow?
I didn't mention Raiders, right?
Oh, he's a Raiders fan,
too? He's a Raiders fan, too. Yeah. Like, it's... Look, everybody gives me crap for being a Raiders fan. It's like, I offset that with
USC
and then St. Louis and, teams that have won titles. they can give me something in my life to kind of...
I don't know how much USC's giving you right now.
Yeah, look, man, I've got multiple titles in my lifetime. I'm good.
Yeah.
Now, if I go like 50...
Didn't they get taken back?
Look, again, one of them did and still won more than any other team in that conference has won.
How long do you rest on those for, though?
See, look...
That's a legitimate question. Like, how long can you rest on the...
Even
on
I can declare that the Trailblazers have won a championship in my lifetime.
Yeah, but I
was 9 months old.
That's just a one-up on Mariners fans, though.
Yeah, like, that's...
Like...
Yeah.
Just saying. I can claim that. So how great is that? One in my lifetime. Great.
Those are my lifetime. That's like I was deeply, deeply, deeply like watching and being a part of it.
Yeah,
like,
but they took that away, right? Yeah.
No, but they still
have
one.
That away.
They still got one.
Yeah. I'm asking for a friend here.
Yeah, no, but like it's
as a Patriots fan.
It might how be long, a while.
How long do we sit on this one for? Yeah, as no, an Astros fan, how long?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I'm probably starting to bump up against it.
I think, yeah. I mean, you're at 20 years almost.
Next year,
since the vacated one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, but they've had moments of being at least better than most in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't gone. No, I mean, they've had a couple of years of pure ineptitude, but.
I mean, you can always just point at Nebraska fan because they're still leaning on the 90s.
Yes. I mean, the black shirts aren't coming back anytime soon.
Bring back Scott Frost. Wait, no, yeah. Never mind.
Mike Riley?
No.
Bill Callahan?
Bring back Bo Pelini. Nope.
Bo Pelini, they have fired a guy who was winning 9 and 10 games regularly.
Which is still insane.
And
still
they haven't recovered since then, have they?
Yeah, that's right.
Bo Pelini also sounds like what you get at an Italian restaurant.
A Bo Pelini?
Yeah.
I want the Bo Pelini.
Right, see?
Sounds like a good sandwich, actually. Mm. Like a Bo Pelini. It's got like bologna on a panini.
Oh wow, a Bo panini.
Can I get that with meatballs?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Shout out whatever Nebraska restaurant we just gave the sandwich to, the Bo panini.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Giraldi's.
No, there you go.
Bo Pelini, isn't he at Youngstown State?
God, what a fall from grace!
But him and old Jim Tressel.
I think
are they both there together now?
Was.
Is he from Ohio?
Yeah, he's from Youngstown. He's a Youngstown guy.
Okay, then it's a happy place to be. There's no pressure. Go out and coach ball.
I don't know about that. I don't know if Bo Pelini knows what happiness is.
Also fair. So, all right. We'll put a nice little bone on today's show. The Blazers had some.
He is not.
Where's he at?
He has not been at Youngstown State since 2019.
COVID blurs that. That's fair.
Wow.
That was almost as bad as when I said Steven Seagal and Kelly LeBrock were still married.
Yeah, wasn't it like 20 years?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. The Blazers announced some pretty cool news. People have asked how they can watch Blazers games. The Blazers are making it a little bit easier for you with a nice little giveaway. We'll dive into as we wrap up today's show. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. All week long, we're giving away a chance to win tickets to Weird Al during the final hour of the show. Text in the code word WEIRD, W-E-I-R-D, to 503-864-6326 right now for your chance to win tickets to Weird Al on August 14th in 2025.
That's not that far away. It's 2025 still seems like it's a long ways
it's
away.
It's weird to say
that's my dad's birthday is the 14th.
Oh.
He'll turn 75 in 2025.
It's weird to say 2025.
Yeah.
Like the whole number. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
Well, because
it just feels like I just got done writing 2024 on things. So it's strange. But again, text WEIRD, W-E-I-R-D, 503-864-6326.
Whoop, whoop.
Visit 1080thefan.com for all complete details.
The details.
Text away, and you'll be contacted soon. As I mentioned during the branded report there, the Portland Trailblazers is giving away 5,000 digital antennas.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool little deal. Look, I know I'm going to sound like the mouthpiece, especially now that I am actually a K2 employee, but the Portland Trailblazers and K2 want to make games as easily accessible as humanly possible. So they're doing everything they can to make it to where you guys, the things you have asked for, that they can somehow accommodate that. There are a lot of questions that people have been asking about Bend. They're still working on Bend. The hope is they can get it resolved sooner rather than later. Again, my suggestion, if you are listening in the Bend region, go with Blazer Vision. That will be your best bet for this season.
All right.
So,
Blazer Vision.
But yeah.
So great it's
they'll get working on it.
Look, they are.
Unfortunately, right now, your best bet there is for a paid subscription service.
For this season, and then...
Yeah. They'll get working on it.
It might be sorted out sooner rather than later. I'm just saying, if you want to have it and you have the ability to and just kind of wipe your hands of it, that's how you do it.
Just what I'm saying is just because it's not happening yet and right now doesn't mean it will not happen soon.
And they are 100% working on it.
All right. Well, that's good news to hear. That's good news to hear. Almost as good as the news of Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the Chicago White Sox and Chicago Bulls.
Is he selling?
He is selling the White Sox. He's in active discussions to sell the Chicago White Sox.
He stripped to John J. Fisher.
No. Yeah. Probably. But this is this is the power of pressure, though. That was his baby that he never wanted to give up.
He used the money from the Bulls to pay for the White Sox stuff, and then he stopped doing anything with the White Sox.
And this is where...
What could go wrong?
I hope that pressure and the screws get put to John J. Fisher in the A's ownership to get them out of Major League Baseball.
Who would you rather steal a team from, the A's or Oakland or Chicago?
Yes.
Chicago's already got one.
So we take the White Sox and move them to Portland?
I don't want to do that at all.
Portland White Sox?
No, there's already too many people that think Portland is too white.
I mean,
you're not wrong.
Fits in.
It'd be pretty sweet to have the White Sox.
Right.
But
that would suck less here.
Not gonna happen. Yeah.
Yeah, because if they move, they're going to Nashville, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
It's a short trip.
All right. Well, good news. Reinsdorf, active discussions to sell Chicago White Sox. All right. That'll do it for us. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time. Isaac and Souk right here on The Fan. Have a great Wednesday. I'll see y'all Monday.
Indeed.
Because I'm going to Indiana.
I'll be in with Ortner tomorrow, and then we only have a one-hour show Friday as we get ready to hand you off to Ducks game day on Friday.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
And happy 8th birthday to my baby girl, Sammy Lynn Rust.
The heart of an athlete. Blue Twisted Steel.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.